There was a dog in the screen.
Yes.
There was a dog.
Big Bear wants pets.
Hello, everybody listening right now. We are back to our regular recording scheduled programming, which is we don't know when we're going to drop another episode.
I think that is our normal. Like the schedule is more of an outlier, and the norm is more. We drop it when we
because
we'll aim for every 2 weeks.
Because you know, being a top 10 podcast is incredibly difficult on our brains.
It is. It's really hard.
It is exhausting. The fame is getting to our heads, dude.
It really is.
It's insane. Like Catherine got a gold chain the other day, dude.
It's true. Literally, I'm getting a grill next.
Literally dripping, bro. Catherine is swimming in drip right now.
That's me.
I can't believe it, dude. Yeah, we're a top 10 podcast. Thank you all for listening. This is our final episode. This is it. We did it. We broke top 10. This is over, dude.
No. Christina Aguilera is our
final. It is over, dude. After that, we're calling it quits. We're calling it quits, brother. We're done.
Break up like My Chemical Romance.
Exactly. We'll be back in 10 years. We'll
another
be back
in 10 years.
We'll be back, brother. Yeah. Top 10 podcast. Yeah. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the fans. Follow our Insta at Let's Talk 2000s. That's our only social media. We do nothing. We do the bare minimum.
Should we talk about how we have a Patreon now that we're going to start using?
We do have a Patreon. It's called Let's Talk About the 2000s. Literally exactly how it's spelled.
Wow, that's easy.
Yeah, exactly. Patreon.com/ Let's Talk About the 2000s. And we'll be posting some bonus content like our outtakes, our hot takes, and our pancakes.
Maybe I'll put up that 5-second clip of you screaming when someone.
I think that's a good one. I think that's worth.
I think it'd be good bonus content.
I think that's worth the $5 you have to pay to listen to that, $1 a second, but it's worth it. There's always so much that we want to talk about, but then can't talk about. We run out of time, so we just want to throw it up onto there. We have some fun ideas, right? Nudge, wink, wink. Merch. I keep getting asked about merch. I'm like, it's totally coming at some point. I should reach out to our graphic designer.
Merch is coming at the same time our episodes are.
Correct. We don't know
when it comes. Yeah, we will let you know.
Do not come. I'm gonna come. Ew. Have you seen that meme?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So Kamala Harris, this is a hard segue out of the 2000s. Kamala Harris was telling like other migrants, do not come. And then someone spliced it into Trump saying, I'm going to come. I do it all the time. It makes me laugh. It brings joy to me. I'm going to come.
Weird things bring you joy.
It's so fun. I'm gonna send you the link. It's so funny. Okay. Let's see. So we're back. Top 10 podcast here for you. We're way better than PBS. We're way better.
It's true.
We're better than NPR. Let the world know. Okay. We're better.
You know what? We know less than NPR, and I think that really counts for something.
And I will say we have higher volume. Like sound value than NPR. That's true.
Some NPR sound values.
Yeah.
Some of it's good. Like some of it's mad rough.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. We do very minimal and we are the fucking top 10 right now in the country. Let's fucking go USA, baby. All the way.
I think we should record another episode in the car off of my laptop mic while driving down the highway.
We should do that, dude.
I think that's the move.
I think that is the move. I don't know when, but we should totally do it. And we could talk about every pothole we run over. News. Britney news. Important. There was a rally yesterday all over the country. The world was united into getting Britney a fucking lawyer, which she is now being allowed to choose her own lawyer. Shout out. I think Britney's on the right path. I think it's finally happening. I think it can happen. I fucking believe she's going to have a parade. She's going to retire from music and she will probably be leading a pride parade next year.
Oh my God. If she does, I'll die.
Yeah, it's over. Literally every gay will just immediately die.
Yeah.
every conservative's like greatest dream. Britney killed them out of sheer heart attacks. You know what I mean?
That's dark.
It's very dark. It's very dark. But you know what else is dark? What is annoying Catherine this week? That's hella dark. Let's fucking talk about that. Hard segue. What's up, dude? How you been? What's annoying you? What's annoying you this week? How heavy your gold chain is on your neck?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's really just weighing down. My neck's really been hurt.
It's turning green.
I'm going to have to go with like mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. I was just
One of those people. I step outside and like no one else around me gets touched. And then I get like 10 within the span of 2 minutes. I was sitting in my own home, minding my own business.
Are you about to
not
rap?
Doing anything. And I got 3 mosquito bites on my forehead.
Oh my God, forehead. Dude. On your fucking forehead, dude. I got one earlier today.
I was like inside. Right here.
That's the South for you right there.
Yeah, got a mosquito bite on my leg walking from my car to the front door.
That's the fucking South, bro. That's crazy.
That's kind of where I'm at. So,
all right, awesome. Way to go, dude.
Thank you.
You done did it. Mm-hmm. All right. Without further ado, I'm sure you've all been waiting to talk about the 2000s.
Good one.
I'm rusty, dude. I'm rusty.
One of these days, I'm gonna leave out the intro song. You're just gonna like hear you snapping and like me yawning in the background, like because that's the reality I feel like of a lot of these intros.
Shut the fuck up, Catherine. God damn, dude. God damn it, man. You just have to sour. You're such a Debbie Downer.
I try.
Out of the womb. Literally, Catherine came out and was just like, "Is this it?" God, dude. All right, speaking of, this is it. It's not even a segue. My super sweet 16, insert the theme music. It's a Hillary Duff song. That's what the theme is.
You really trying to give us copyright?
DMCA.
DMCA. Number 10, Jason. Now we can't get away with what we used
I know. We can't do that shit anymore. It's fucking crazy. I know. It's fucking, you know, it's fucking PC culture, dude. That's exactly what it is. Being canceled. I'm kidding.
Are you, Jason?
I'm kidding. I am, though. Yeah,
sorry,
I am.
Talking to the dog.
My phone is blowing the fuck up, dude. What the F? I'm so
popular.
I don't know. I don't want to be. I'm kidding. I'm vain as fuck. Let's go. Super Sweet 16 is a perfect example of being vain. Bunch of rich kids, bunch of rich teenagers throwing their Sweet 16 parties in insane, lavish form. This, seeing the clips, it brought back flashbacks of hating rich kids, because if you were an emo kid, you were basically a pre-anarchist and you like hated capitalism for like a hot minute. And like you hated rich kids, like every American Eagle polo wearing piece of shit with khakis in your school, you hated them. These were guys named Cody, Brent, Jared,
antithesis,
Jake
of emo kids.
Yes,
I say that right?
Yeah, correct. The antithesis, correct. So 500 points to Hufflepuff.
I know the English language.
I am English. The clothes, and what's crazy is like seeing the clips, or like I could feel me being transported into high school again. Like the clothes, like the air smelled way different and it tasted different back then. And it just came all rushing back to me. And like
oxygen just hit different in the 2000s. You
correct.
Know?
Correct. Less greenhouse emissions. You know, I wanted to vomit seeing just like a clip of it. So when did you first see my Super 16?
I don't know if I ever really like fully watched the show a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch a lot of reality television growing up because my parents are very anti-reality TV.
So
naturally, I grew up and it's like the only thing I ever want to watch besides Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my God, dude.
And then I went to go try and watch it actually before we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But I was gonna have to pay for individual episodes on Amazon, and I wasn't willing to do that, not for Jeff Bezos. So Jeffrey instead, Bezos. I watched highlight reels on YouTube. So I feel like I got the idea.
Honestly, highlight reels, dude. Yeah. That's like the way to go. And what sucks is, oh man, there's a lot. A lot came back to me looking at the episodes. A lot flooded back into me. I was like, I forgot this happened, you know. And so it was quite the trip down memory lane. Yeah, I saw this show like really from season one up until maybe season 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. The show lasted from 2005 till 2017, if you could fucking believe that. I thought that show got canceled way sooner.
Oh, I know. I saw it was still going on.
That's insane, dude. Like, it went up to 96 episodes and it was just shy of 100.
But all like the newer ones are like kids of celebrities and that kind of thing. Like, it's not like just regular randos. Kids with rich parents. Mm-hmm. It's like famous kids or like influencers, you know?
I think the fucking worst. I'm sorry. I'm yawning.
Yeah.
I haven't had caffeine today.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm going out to eat later. I'm going out to eat tonight.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get some margaritas. We're gonna have a good time today.
Oh, nice. I'm gonna have some wine and watch Grey's Anatomy when we're done.
Dude, if it like, tell me you're Caucasian without telling me you're Caucasian. Yeah, so the show lasted 2005, 2017, 96 episodes. A fun fact that I forgot existed and I wish I hadn't remembered: MTV Trace, MTV3, which was the Latin MTV.
Gotcha.
Had a spinoff called Quiero Mis 15, which means I want my super sweet 15, because we do it a year before you guys.
Right.
And I seen a few episodes and it was traumatic. I have participated in two. They have tried to get me to do more and like as a teenager. And I was like, no, I will not do this hell that is a sweet 15.
Oh my God.
I did that once. The first time I did it was kind of against my will. I was 11. Mm-hmm. I did not want to do it. I was very chubby. No, it was awful. Like,
what's the one that Jewish people do again?
Bar mitzvahs.
That's one.
And for girls, it's like a bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those look way more fun. Okay.
I agree. Yeah, they look like ragers, you know.
They absolute ragers. The Meyerowitz Bar Mitzvah. Let's fucking go. So with like the newer seasons, there was more rich kids. Mm-hmm. Well, rich famous kids.
Yeah. Them it's more of a they're already public figures versus correct. The other kids.
My dad is Kanye, you know.
Yeah, like I feel like most of the younger kids, although there are some of them, or the ones from the older shows, most of them were not in a place where they were used to being a public figure or someone mm-hmm. who was like on TV.
Yeah.
Which I think it makes a big difference in the show and how they behave and all of that. You know?
Correct. Their parents were just like, oh, they own a court. They're like the senior VP of like Raytheon, you know? And so like, they're just rich as fuck kids. I like that because it grounded what being an affluent teenager was. Mm-hmm. And it kind of peered into America that like, what you think of rich kids, it's you're on point. Like, rich kids are terrible. Like, money really corrupts you if you let it from a young age. Like, if you're 15 or if you're 16 and you're aware of your affluent nature, the culture, your community, and your square footage of your house, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, you start to realize that like there was, I know a few episodes, there was one where homegirl came out of like a limo of like a Bentley at her charter private school and was handing out invitations in the form of fans.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl got one that wasn't supposed to.
Oh, I saw this on one of the highlights.
I love that episode so much, dude. It's such a good episode.
Yeah, she
and she
up.
Just cussed her out, dude. Yeah. You want me to fight you in front of everybody again, Kaylee? Huh? It was so fucking good.
It was a lot.
It's always a Kaylee. It's always a Kaylee.
All because I think they were in a fight or something.
They were in a fight previously. And yeah. She was like, but I printed out your invitation. She's like, yeah, so the fuck what? I was like, yeah, dude, fucking go. And seeing all the teenage boys, I was like, wow, that is no. Awful memories. Literally snobby punk ass kids, dude.
Yeah.
It's just wild to experience. Like, what were your thoughts kind of watching the clips?
So first, yeah, it's the initial like, oh my God, wow, they're like throwing total fits. But then part of me, like, I do think in defense of the kids on there.
Oh my God.
One, they're teenagers. Teenagers in general, insufferable.
All right, super insufferable.
Insufferable. Yeah. Two, my like, obviously I did that, a large part of it was editing and making things seem far more dramatic than they were.
Correct.
And then also my understanding is that I think one difference between the older episodes and the newer episodes is like the thing with the kids not being public figures, like these are not people who know how to present in front of a screen, you know what I mean?
Correct.
So they're under a lot of pressure and in a lot of new environments, and I think that also is going to have some psychological effects.
100%.
And my understanding is they also would like sleep deprive these kids. Like they wouldn't let them sleep the entire, like barely the entire time they're shooting the show. These kids would be hungry, sleepy, sleep deprived. Like, and so they tended to act a little more unhinged than usual. And they would also, you know, like set up these scenarios. They would invite party crashers, that kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
So, and also the voiceovers, apparently they didn't do the voiceovers. It was all scripted.
I love that so much.
And they were contractually obligated to sit there and read out the scripts. So
I love it.
Yeah. So I think the show is a fantastic example of how like the producers really do, like how reality shows can be very, very scripted.
Oh yeah, all the time, because you have to ensure that you're getting what you need from the episode. You're getting the drama that you want. You know, because if reality was really reality, it would be pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
You gotta really amp up the drama. You gotta amp that shit up. Like, like the party crashers, I think there's even like someone had like made a list of like, here are the typical tropes that are always involved. Like, so there's the birthday tantrums, obviously, like they would be crying, screaming, stomping, complaining about whatever. The constant belligerence against their parents and demanding more money. Like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
It couldn't be me.
No.
Could not be me. The crazy gifts. My favorite thing, one of my favorite things and least favorite things about this show is the cars that were given out to these fucking kids. Like, mind-blowing cars at the time. Like, they're getting Mercedes. Like, some kid got a Bentley. Some kid got a nice Mercedes. It was like brand fucking new on the market, you know, gajillion dollar fucking car. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, no. Overrunning the party budget. Obligatory party fight.
Yeah.
Always. There was some chick that couldn't find her friends.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, Katie, and they're like off partying somewhere else, and she dragged them into like a back room and yelled at them for not being there. And I was just like, you know what?
I like one where the girl freaked out because freshmen came to the party and they
had
drama.
Dude, freshmen showed up to the party. How dare you guys? How fucking dare you? Okay. How dare you go to that party? Fucking swarmy pieces of shit. You know? Fucking freshman. Am I right, Catherine?
It's fucking freshman.
Fucking freshman, dude. Couldn't imagine. What were you like as a freshman?
Probably insufferable.
Insufferable?
I mean, I'm still insufferable.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, dude.
What's changed? I'm still insufferable. So either way, it was probably true.
I think you've only fine-tuned the art of being insufferable.
That's true. I do think my manager at my job,
it's in small things.
Agree with that.
Yeah, you kind of do it in small ways.
Mm-hmm. Like, almost what? Like,
I don't know. It's almost like you're a mosquito. I think that's what it is. We're like, oh, hey, Catherine. And then you walk away and it's just like, Catherine, why did you break that? You know, it's kind of shit like that.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. But it's more of like you made your mark and then you go away.
All right, dope. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm a mosquito. All right. Spirit animal.
Someone said I grow on people like a fungus. So.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, no, that's accurate. Fungus and mosquito.
Mm-hmm. Fungus mosquito. New podcast coming soon. New top 10 podcasts, bro. Coming soon, bro. Yeah, it's crazy. You want to know a little fun fact that I didn't know? This was in one of the commercials for the show. Jennifer Lawrence made her on-screen acting debut.
Yep.
That's wild. This. That's wild to me.
She apparently has to answer a lot of questions that are like, no, I was not on my Super Sweet 16. I just did a commercial for it.
Yeah. And I'm just like, could you imagine? What would Jennifer Lawrence's Super Sweet 16 look like?
Especially like before she was famous.
Small town.
Like, I want to know.
Small town in the middle of nowhere. Where's she from? Kentucky.
I don't know where she's from.
Yeah, probably small town. It would be like, I don't know, in like a hoedown. It's kind of, I don't know what people do in Kentucky.
If you had endless money, what would you do for your Super Sweet 16? Like, if you were one of those kids who had that opportunity, what would you do, Jason?
Well, so the usual would to be to rent out a ballroom, big party, super decadent. There was a girl that came out in a casket and I was like, I want to do that.
I love that. Yeah,
I love that clip. That was hype.
What was the one when Lady Gaga like hatched out of the egg?
Correct. Yeah. I want men to carry me. I need to be in an egg.
I want to be carried, but like I stay in the egg all night. That's how I spend
all night, dude. You're just like eating.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out. I just want to spy on
it. What's even great is it won't even be that huge of an egg. It'll just be like,
yeah, just a little egg and curl up, get cozy. You know,
people think it's a dead body. It's like, is Catherine alive, dude? What the fuck? What would I do? I think I would have a massive party. I'd invite all the homies. Invite some family. Mm-hmm. I would also invite. Ooh, here's another thing. Anything we can do this? One or two celebrities. One is a guest and one is a performer.
Okay.
So I think mine would be as a guest. I think I would want Ryan Reynolds as a guest.
Okay.
I think he's perfect. I think he's a totally sociable party guy. Everyone loses their shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And as a performance, I think I would want to. I'm gonna keep it 2000s artisty. I think I would want like, oh fuck, there's too many to choose from. Missy Elliott. I think that's who I'd want. I think that's who I want as a performer, because everyone would lose control. You know, lose their minds. You know, it'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird mix. So, what would you do? Unlimited money. Big Super Sweet 16 party.
Maybe I'd have like a little carry moment.
What?
A little carry moment.
You want a carry moment? Oh my fucking god, dude.
Just blood.
I'm so boring. I do want to come out of a casket though. That's so hype.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I don't know.
Carry moment.
I feel like I feel like I'm so retired. I don't want to like go out and do things, and like the sound of like a big party sounds overwhelming. I think for my Super Sweet 16, I would just fly somewhere with like me and a couple friends and be like, stay at home.
If it's carry themed, like you should be drenched. You should come out, say your pleasantries, and then drenched in blood, and then announce, now here's Carrie Underwood to perform.
Ooh, yeah.
And then have Carrie Underwood at your fucking party. That'd be dope.
No, I think that's dope. I think that is dope. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Are there any other famous Carries from the 2000s?
Jim Carrey. You could have Jim Carrey there.
I'm okay.
Carrie.
Carrie Underwood is fine.
You can have Carrie Fisher. If she was alive, you know.
Yeah.
Any famous carries? Hold on. Famous carries. That's what I'm looking at right now. Carrie Underwood, Carrie Fisher, obviously. Carrie Bradshaw. What the fuck? Carrie Brownstein from Portlandia. That's a good one.
Sure.
Carrie Ananaba from Dancing with the Stars. She was a judge.
Carrie Mulligan? It sounds like I don't know.
Carrie, no. Well, there's Carrie an White.
Instagram star named Carrie Eben.
No. There's a dance mom that's named Carrie.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I'd invite her as a guest. I feel like she could start some drama, you know, stir up a little trouble.
Oh, no, excuse me. She's not a dance mom. Carrie Acker is an American musician best known for her work with Seattle underground bands Hammerbox and Goodness. She has contributed vocals to the project band The Rockfords. But I don't know who the fuck she is. Okay, that went completely off the rails. Some notable people who were on the show, which is kind of crazy. P. Diddy at the time, his son Quincy, season 7. I remember his party. His party was lit. His party was fucking insane. Like, actually super fire Sweet 16 party. Relevant artists Lil Bow Wow and Omarion were the musical performers at his fucking party, because his dad's fucking P. Diddy. Like, of course he's gonna get it. Then he got a phone call from Jay-Z. You know, oh man, happy birthday. You know, yeah, it's fucking P. Diddy's son. I do like seeing the famous kids though. Like, I loved when they used to do it because it would be normal rich kids and then the one rich famous kid.
Yeah.
I loved, because then you see the balance of like kind of normal rich to like uber rich.
Yeah.
And that always like threw me for a tizzy. I really enjoyed it a lot. Then there was Timbaland's son. He had Missy Elliott and Lil Wayne perform.
Yep.
With Caged Jungle Cats, which is fucking...
That was intense.
Insane, dude.
I saw it on the highlights.
Yeah. And then Regine Carter, Lil Wayne's daughter. Oh, man. Nicki Minaj performed on that one, which is...
That'd be fun.
Sure. Young Money. It was pretty crazy. I think one of my favorite ones when CeeLo Green's kid had one.
I don't know that one.
So CeeLo Green, like, I thought, like, I'm watching and I didn't realize it was like his daughter until like near the end. I was like, wait, isn't that the guy who sings Crazy? You know, fucking Gnarls Barkley. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Is this his daughter? Yeah, I was like, holy shit. And they threw a fucking sick party. I think they threw a sick party. And also the Chris Brown episode. Wild and relevant. Wild and relevant, dude. It's kind of crazy. So I love this. So this is off Complex. They have a whole list of this shit. And I'm quoting here. Quote, before he found fame for domestic battery, Chris Brown was best known for his off-the-chain 18th birthday. Because Brown is an actual celebrity and not just a spoiled daughter of a used car magnate, they had to do it up super special for his episode. Chris got two parties. And I love this one. The first was a concert open to all of his fans with special guest Lil Mama. This is when Lil Mama performing at your party actually meant something.
Yeah.
But that was the party for the fans, the commoners, not beautiful people. Later on, Chris partied with his people at a Michael Jackson theme party. But this culminated when Chris almost got on the phone with Michael Jackson himself. The King of Pop may or may not have breathed into the microphone, then hung up.
That's quite the theme for a party.
Yeah. Then Chris got a blue Lamborghini.
Jeez.
And, you know, fucking whatever. We all know where that story goes.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. It's so bad. God, what was a good one? But it's, like, crazy to see, like... So now that the show's canceled, I'm curious into thinking about if you revived it now for the social media age that we have, for, like, the TikTok age, how insane would it be?
Oh, it'd be insane because it's all like influencers, right?
Nuts.
It's not even like them, like I'm using my parents' money. It's like I'm using like my money, but I'm really rich because of the internet.
Correct.
Because of their lifestyle. So I feel like, and I feel like they're going to be, I feel like a lot of them are going to be more tasteful in a way because a lot, like they're going to be branded.
Branded.
Because these are people who've like made a living off of like how they portray themselves. So like the part, like the pressure to have the perfect party.
Yeah.
But these are also going to be people who know how to present themselves in front of a camera. So.
Correct. And everyone's going to do a TikTok dance on the dance floor.
Oh my God.
And it's just going to look very weird, dude. I've realized that if you do a TikTok dance move without TikTok, you look stupid.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like there's something very off about doing it when the camera's not in front of you.
Have you seen any of the TikToks that are like, oh, if TikTok was around in the 2000s and it's someone doing like a TikTok dance to a 2000 song? And like, not like a specific dance, but like the movements and like the smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it looks so stupid.
It hurts, right? Mm-hmm. There's a TikTok, there's a dude who translates Spanish music into English.
I love that.
And it hurts me. Like to hear him say it in English because it's just like it sounds fucking dumb. In Spanish, it's got some flavor and it sounds real fucking good.
Yeah.
And when he starts to translate it with the beat going on, I'm just like, this is hurting me. And I tell my wife to stop it. Like, please stop playing this. Like, I can't do it, man. There's a funny review that someone from the BBC made. I'm quoting here. He called it a stone-hearted expose of everything that's wrong with our faltering so-called civilization. So this is a boomer before being called a boomer was an insult. And so even then, our civilization has been on a very steady decline. If anything, it's been in a decline since the fucking 70s.
Yeah, who do you think did it? The boomers. They started the decline.
The boomers started.
We're just riding it down.
Correct. Correct. They hit go and we just hopped on the ride.
Woo!
He describes a
brigade. He strapped us in as children and said, "All right, you guys have fun now.
You all go and get on that ride now." He describes a protagonist by saying that each episode follows an unbelievably spoiled, rich, and tiny sod as they prepare to throw a despicably opulent coming-of-age party for themselves and their squealing shitcake friends. He said the show might be an Al Qaeda recruitment film. However, he added that that's exactly how the show wants you to feel. And it's even more efficient at creating instant hate figures than Big Brother. And that's saying something.
Oh my God.
The Al Qaeda recruit film is a pretty good fucking...
It mostly just makes me, to be fair, like the biggest impression I get from Super Sweet 16 is it just like really firmly reinforces my lack of want of kids.
Okay.
Like, it just really makes me want to even more not have kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, man. Because imagine if I birthed out something like that. And I'm like, ooh, no.
One teenager, Audrey Reyes, is seen screaming at her mother and saying she hates her after she received a new Lexus SC430 costing, at the time, $67,000 that was not on the day of the party.
Mm-hmm. Wrong day.
Wrong day, motherfucker. You piece of shit. Mom, how fucking could you? Bad mom. Bad mom. Terrible mom. What the fuck is a Lexus SC430? I think a lot of the Lexus...
I think it's like a big white car, if I remember
correctly. This car is ugly.
Oh, maybe I don't. Maybe that was
the first you got
after the freak out.
Well, you're right, but it's ugly as fuck. It's so ugly.
What is it?
And it's a Lexus SC430. It's ugly as fuck, dude. It just looks like a lame Batmobile, dude.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, a lot of cars back then didn't look all that cool anyways, in my opinion. I don't think 2000s was a great time period for cars.
Oh my God, are we doing a car episode, Catherine?
I would rather not.
Shit.
I can't wait
to talk about the 4Runner back in 2003. Built like a fucking tank, bro. Oh my fucking God. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Also, fun, I did not know this and I need to watch it, but there is a spinoff show called Exiled, where on the show, a number of parents of the participants banish their teens to remote countries in order to see if their sweet 16er will survive the harsh conditions.
What a, who was like, you know, it'd be a great follow-up for my super sweet 16. We exile them.
It's payback for the middle class. Okay. We want to see, we love seeing rich people go down in flames.
I do love seeing rich people lose their material items.
I love seeing rich people in Creek. Correct. Great show. I love seeing rich people be thrown into a country without any bug spray. There's something very hilarious about that, because then they find that all the bugs are way bigger and it grosses them out. Granted, their reaction is valid, because I would react the same way, but it's just more funnier because they're in a whole different tax bracket than I am. And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
That I know that a beetle can scare the shit out of them.
Struggles.
Not that
kind of struggle. You know?
No struggles. Oh God. I'm yawning again. Yeah. Are we getting old, Catherine? Is that what it is?
I'm already old. Oh, catch up.
Fuck off, dude. You just have bad knees.
TikTok that was just like, COVID gave me a taste of retirement and I liked it.
Oh like, my God. Literally you, dude.
I was even locked in my house. I still worked, but I'm like, man, I like this whole thing where everyone just kind of sits at home. We don't have to go out anymore. I like that. It's fun.
It's the worst. So to talk about my favorite episode that I had to like go into the abyss of my mind to find and to remember when I was watching it was Allie and AJ having their own episode.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is magical, dude. I cannot express to you, like, it is magical as fuck. Like,
were there any other super sweet 16 episodes with like twins or siblings?
I don't remember. I can look through,
because I feel like that'd be a really fun dynamic to play on. Like, imagine,
that's true,
you know, like two spoiled kids, but like they're two of them, you know, like they're two and they're fighting each other.
That's true. You know what's crazy is, so in season 8 they released 6 episodes. The first one aired in 2008. And the last episode of that season aired in 2015. Like, what was that gap, dude? Like, technology advanced. Oh, also, my favorite thing is parents yelling at their flip phones, their Sprint mobile. It's my favorite thing, you know. There was one where there were triplets in season 2. And then the band, I'm going to trigger some people, Sugar Cult, performed at their party.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sure that triggered some people in you. Some girl Amanda had Sierra perform.
Ooh.
Kind of wild.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Some chick used silver medallions made in Mexico as invitations. Fucking wild. Apparently some girl, I read this somewhere. So this girl Jasmine, it was her first party since being adopted at the age of 14.
Shit.
And then later on, she was cut off from the family and she's poor again. So,
well, damn.
I mean, money just comes.
Whose side to take there?
Money just comes and goes. God damn it. There was some chick that got a dress specifically designed to look like the one Anne Hathaway wore in Princess Diaries 2.
I love that, actually.
that is a really good one. That is awesome.
I loved that movie when I was a kid.
When you were turning 16, did you ever want like, I don't know if you ever had one, or did you just have like a big party?
I mean, sort of, but it wasn't like the party I had was like a little more than I usually had. Mm-hmm. So like, instead of just like being at my house or something, my parents rented the community pool for the night.
Wow.
And I had a small group of people there.
What the
fuck? We had cake.
Well, you know, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah, no, like it was fun, you know, to have the pool to yourself is pretty dope. And, you know, so like, so yeah, mine was fun. I liked mine. It was good, but, and I would, but it wasn't like a super sweet 16. It was like a sweet 16.
it was just a sweet 16. It was just a 16.
Yeah, it was a 16, you know.
It was just a 16. There's some, oh man, I love seeing like the people who came to perform for them. Let's see. There's some guy named Aaron whose godfather was P. Diddy. And later, Aaron's father surprises him with Kanye West to perform at a Super Sweet 16. That's crazy. That's insane, dude. An unruly party guest knocks over cake before Chelsea gets to see it, which is an amazing part in season 3. Wow. I feel like reading these, like it just like those memories just like,
yeah.
There was some guy named Darnell. I'm sure he's also part of a rich family. Joel Santana comes out to perform and Darnell arrives atop a camel with Rihanna.
Ooh.
Someone has Cirque du Soleil perform at their fucking party. So these were, I guess, twins because it's Rachel and Kelsey.
Yeah.
They had 3-6 Mafia and D4L perform at their fucking party.
Oh my God.
But Rachel and Kelsey have guests donate money to St. Jude's Hospital. So there are times, like there was one where they had the money they made from their party go to breast cancer research, which is wild. Just like, you know, there are some good kids out there. And my favorite episode was this girl named Erin, who is the daughter of Eazy-E, rest in peace. And they had one in a mansion that they owned.
That's crazy.
Obviously. Yeah. So it was like, yo, that's Eazy-E's daughter. That's crazy. Yeah, it's, I don't know, these kids, I hope they've all been great. We all know Allie and AJ are awesome, apparently at Allie and AJ's party, trigger warning, the Plain White Tees performed.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Why does that also feel right though for them?
I know, man.
At least for the 2000s, you know?
Yeah, there were so many musical guests, but also like I still think MTV had like a say in it.
It's like Maroon, you know? 5.
Exactly. It's just like, you know who we got to perform at your party? Papa Roach. You know, like just kids start losing their minds. Hurricane Chris performed at one, if that's a triggering name for you guys. Hurricane Chris. You know who Hurricane Chris is?
Probably.
Hey babe, babe. You know that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. What else did he do? I think it's about a, yes, I think his career's gone. But yeah, my Super Sweet 16, dude. And Sugar Cult. Yeah. I think this band, the band broke up finally. Thank God. Yeah. So Catherine, how does it feel to be back?
To back recording?
Yeah.
It's nice, you know, talking to the faceless people who seem to be listening to us.
Yeah. We can't thank you guys enough. Thank you guys for listening. Our next episode will finally be the long running joke that is really more between us than anything.
That we are finally
talking about Christina Aguilera.
I feel like now that we've said it, what's going to happen is we're not actually going to record it.
Oh my fucking, no, we are. we're definitely recording it, dude. We are so far behind, Catherine.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time. Bye.